Hi, my name is Raina Lee, and I'm an artist based in Los Angeles. I'm here to debut two large ceramic vessels made in Dayglo colors in glazes that I've created myself. A lot of my work is inspired by science fiction and fantasy. My former career is as a writer in the tech and gaming industry, so I spent a lot of time in science fiction worlds, 8-bit realities, traveling to and from different planets, so to speak, on the screen. And the works that I create in ceramic is if I could create things that exist in an otherworldly alien garden or in a parallel dimension. I like to use forms that are understated, that are reminiscent of things that we understand and that we know. But I love just creating alien skins and textures and craters and volcanic bumps and bulges just to juxtapose what's the familiar and the unfamiliar into this other kind of reality. The works that I've chose to include in Sight and Scene are pieces that I would think would be relics you would find in a Dayglo jungle. The acid camo work is a series that I thought was really fun. I personally just love the idea of camo, wearing something where you just blend into the environment. But acid camo is when you can just blend into a melting psychedelic dream. Each work is hand thrown as well as coiled and paddled into its shape. And then I sand the piece. And then I hand paint different textures and colors, neon, orange, chartreuse, and purple, onto the work. And then I ultimately apply mirror-like metallic glaze and beaded crackle glaze over the work. In my next piece, Calyx, it is a classically formed vessel, but the colors I've chose to include are an intense matte chartreuse that sparkles a little bit, as well as a crackly tangerine. I'm interested in these super high saturation colors. It's just a way to see what a future world might be like. And in general, in my work, I consider each work to be a working lab experiment, a little bit of a mad scientist thing. Yeah, and I guess that is a little bit about my process. Everything is a lab experiment, and I am generally interested in unusual firings. I fire a lot of pieces multiple times. These works have been fired multiple times, and I build layers upon layer when I fire multiple times. And that's about it. Thank you.